Hello, this is Graham Frey. I'm sitting in a very posh room. This is the senior rates mess at HMS Sultan in Gosport, the sort of place that normally would, I think, eject me onto the street if I'd walked in. But I'm with Les Hayhoe, who's a life member here. Is that right, Les?
That's correct, yes, a life membership.
And Les was, of course, in the forces.
Yes, sir.
And was a member of this mess. But more importantly, I'm sure you've seen him around. He presents quiz nights and race nights and other things like that. And I came to one last Friday. In fact, you invited me very kindly. And wow, what an evening that was.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Yeah, we've been doing it here in the mess. My wife, Lynn, obviously behind the scenes, but she's been a stalwart supporter of myself. But Lynn and I have been actually coordinating the mess race nights since
1981. Really? Seriously?
Yes, yeah. They were held annually, but because of the popularity of the race nights, for the past 2 years we've had them twice a year, due to the fact that the amount of people are turned away. Last Friday night when you came along, for example, we turned over 200 people away. In the June when we held it, we turned over 600 people away.
Isn't the answer to get a bigger hall?
The answer, that's through experience of the past four decades, that's not always the answer, because the purpose of the evening is to try and raise funds for charity. So it depends on the kind of people that you've got there. So it's better to have 10 people who, you know, are prepared to have a good time and enjoy themselves and part with their money than 100 people who will just spend a pound. That's not to say that the hundreds of people that we turned away wouldn't have done, but the Senior Rates Mess at HMS Sultan is really the biggest venue in the whole of Gosport, apart from getting hold of a marquee and having it outside. But then you're dependent upon several factors, getting an inside bar and weather.
And the weather, of course.
The weather. So, where, as you can see and as you know, the facilities are here within HMS Sultan.
They are first class, aren't they?
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, it's a privilege to obviously serve in the service and likewise to be a Life Mess member. But, you know, the people in the services don't really appreciate until they go into Civvy Street, you know, what facilities are here and available for them.
I was terribly impressed by the suit that you were wearing that night.
That's the first time in 36, 37 years that I actually haven't worn a jockey's outfit. I'm normally in one of my jockey's outfit. I've got a dozen different types of jockey's outfit. But I thought that Friday night I'd be different and wear one of my suits, as they say.
Which you'd probably use for a charity casino night, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would wear that again, a suitable, if there's gambling involved, because, as you know, the suit had all chips and cards on. The previous week, I was at a wedding that announced that there was a couple that got married the previous week, and I wore a different kind of suit for that. But again, it was different, certainly was.
So how many suits do you have in the cupboard?
At least a dozen.
Really?
And again, at least a different jockey's outfits.
Wow. Thinking back to 1981, when you started, why did you start? What was it that made you think, that's a good idea?
Well, I mean, I actually started fundraising in the 70s. So I've been fundraising since the age of 16. Now sort of coming to 61. So as I say, covering four decades. But what really started me off was I did something many, many years ago for the Wyndham Lions in Norfolk, which is where I originate from. And the group of Lions then gave me a sincere thank you. And it was just that feeling of being thanked. It wasn't, well done, Les, pat on the back. It was a sincere thank you. And that really, you know, got to me. The way, because it was very, very sincere, that the thanks and gratitude. So since then, the age of 16, anything and everything that I can do to help someone, whatever that is, I've done.
Is that what spurs you on?
That's what spurs me on. Friday night, you know, people generally enjoyed themselves, had a good time, but at the same time, you know, with my philosophy is, you know, fundraising, you know, it's the fun first, the raising will automatically follow.
So basically then, I heard somewhere that you've raised a huge amount of money for charity over the years. I mean, can you put a figure on it?
It's in excess of £10 million, directly or indirectly.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, as I say, directly or indirectly, and that's with my involvement, with the support of my wife and family, whether that's me personally raising it or getting involved and, you know, as I say, indirectly coordinating, organising, be it sponsored walks, balls, abseiling, a multitude of different things.
Surely the gong's in the post, isn't it?
Well, I was very honoured to receive the British Citizens Award for volunteering in January of this year. And that's something that I'm proud of, the fact that there's only 40 people in the whole of the United Kingdom that have been awarded that. And that was presented to me at the House of Lords. That entitles me to have the letters BCAV after my name as well.
BCAV. It's not an abbreviation I've come across.
It's a recently generic award that's only been in existence for the past 2 years.
Wow, very impressive. Do I curtsy?
No. As I say, it's something that I'm very proud of, the fact that, as I say, there's been very few people that have been awarded it.
I mean, surely at some point in the future you're going to say, that's enough, but not yet.
It keeps me amused, keeps me busy, keeps me occupied. I've been doing it since the age of 16, so not to be doing something now, I wouldn't know what to do with myself. I'm a person that I have no interests such as golf or any football or anything like that. So, you know, that's my enjoyment. It's hard work, but that's my enjoyment.
It's your passion.
It's my passion, yeah. It truly is my passion. And the passion is to, you know, whether I raise £10 or whether I raise £10,000, you know, someone somewhere will be grateful, and excuse the cliche, but it will make a difference to someone's life.
So long as the applause keeps going somewhere.
I don't do it for the applause, but then when I receive a sincere thank you, then it's, that makes it all worthwhile. We recently, last year for example, we raised, through the support of my wife, Lynn, we raised £10,000 for Alicia Pennell, who's a local young lady, teenager, who's got cerebral palsy plus other things. So that money has helped her buy a new bed, and other pieces of equipment that she badly needed.
I'm sure there must be many people who almost start a queue at your front door looking for help from you.
Lynn and I decide on who we're going to support. We always support a local charity. So, for example, now, you know, we're 3/4 of the way through the year. So if there's anyone out there that they think they've got a worthy cause or what would like us to help support them, more than willing to consider them.
What would they need to bring to the table?
All they need to do is obviously contact Lynn and I and say, you know, we are a local charity, this is what we do, we would like you to help and raise money for us in so far as buying something. Lynn and I are great believers that if you give a pound, you know, we use that pound entirely for that purpose, and the purpose has got to be a tangible item. So if you were to say, Les, what did you do with the fiver I gave you last week for your charity? We can say, hands on heart, well, we bought this, or it's going to be used to buy this, purchase this, you know, a tangible item. Whereas if we say it paid for the electricity or it paid for somebody's wages,
that's, you know, that's sort of meaningless almost, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it is, and not knocking any charity, but there's big charities out there, and it's quite a large amount. You give a pound, and perhaps 72p of that pound goes to pay for, you know, wages, lighting, so on and so forth. But whereas people don't actually give that pound to be used for, you know, the purpose of other things. I know the money's got to come somewhere, but in our instance, you know, you give us a pound, we'll spend that pound on whatever they need it for.
Les Hayhoe, you're a very impressive sort of chap, if I may say.
Thank you.
And I look forward to meeting you again.
Thank you very much.